A leading cyberbullying expert is raising the alarm about an online trend involving thousands of Australian teenagers who are using social networking sites to rate people's sexual performance. There's been an explosion in teenage gossip websites across Australia in recent months, where internet users affiliated through schools and suburbs have been posting sexually slanderous comments. Cyber experts say the remarks are not only offensive, but amount to bullying, and authors can be prosecuted for stalking, intimidation or defamation. Former Victorian police officer and now cyber safety consultant Susan McLean says the sites are growing at a rapid rate and doing untold damage to the teenagers who are identified. I spoke to her a short time ago.
The only word to describe them is vulgar. And they serve no purpose other than to wreak havoc within a community. They're particularly hurtful, soul-destroying, and the impact on the vulnerable young people named is indescribable. They're in every capital city, they're in rural communities, they're in remote communities, and I've even seen some spring up in Western Australia that were aligned to schools.
Is it clear who's behind the sites, who's contributing, who's commenting, and who they're talking about?
Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's, I suppose you could identify by inference. Many times the people are named because that's what the aim is, to name and shame. Of course, whilst the public may not know who've set them up, police certainly could access that information if a complaint was made to them.
Are these websites, though, just the thin end of the wedge? What sort of behaviour can it lead to within a community, within a school?
The list is never-ending about the impact. A person could be ostracised. They could be picked on in the playground based on what was read about them online. They could be a target for unwanted sexual advances because if someone said, hey, you know, they're great in bed or they're a 10 out of 10, well, then that might suggest to other people that they needed to try and connect with them. I know of people adding everyone that gets a high score on the Root Rater site into their friends because that's who they want to be seen to hang out with. It's quite perverted. And of course, as we know, the adolescent brain is not fully formed, so many of these kids just do not have any concept of the consequences of these actions.
Are the online websites like Facebook and Twitter, are they complicit in this because they're hosting the content?
No, because the bottom line is someone has to push the button. You know, it's not Facebook's fault that someone with a warped mind uses their application to do something wrong. It's the same as, you know, is it the car manufacturer's fault that someone speeds and kills someone? Well, clearly not. And I think we've got to be careful not to demonise particular types of technology or applications or websites.
Where does the buck stop with websites like Facebook and Twitter?
By and large, their system of self-reporting works well. So you're a user, you're on it, you find something that's not right, you let them know, and they remove it. I think in particular with these Root Rater sites, because you know, initially they were new, they were an unknown quantity, and you know, they were being removed. But there are so many of them now. I would like to see Facebook basically being on the front foot rather than waiting for a reaction to actually get into their systems and just get rid of all the Root Rater sites. It would not be hard.
What laws are being broken?
Every state has their own set of laws in relation to cyberbullying per se. But, of course, every state has access to Commonwealth law. And clearly, these sites and the people that are posting, so the administrator of the site that is then posting the comment, would clearly be breaching the offence. It's 474 of the Commonwealth Criminal Code Act, which is user carriage service to menace, harass or cause offence.
And how would you prosecute the contributors, the authors, if they're so difficult to track down, if they're anonymous?
Well, of course, the thing is, no one is anonymous online. And whilst it is a complex investigation, police have access to Facebook. They can serve a warrant on Facebook and they can actually be provided with the information as to the identity of the person who set the account up.
These sites are clearly involving teenagers in schools and in local communities. What's been the response from schools and local authorities?
Several schools that I was involved in a couple of months ago, and it was over the school holidays, actually identified that it was happening, basically dragged in the school holidays, every one of their students that had signed up to the page, put their parents in as well, and had a chat to them about perhaps, you know, a good decision and what that was. So, you know, those schools are proactive. They're protecting their kids. They're trying to do the right thing, etc. There are still some that clearly have their head in the sand and just believe it's not their problem.
Susan McLean from Cyber Safety Solutions.